you raise your hand, please?
So Roger, obviously, come back in the second set. What do you think sparked that? And I guess, what do you think allowed him to pull away at the end?
Well, I think he served a little bit better as the match went on. I think it was definitely my best spell midway through the second till mid third set. I feel obviously got tough as well on both ends, got physical and so forth, but disappointing period not to, go out 3-2 and then see what happens from then, because it was a tough game to break in the third, to come back on the serve at 2-1, so it was a disappointing to sort of let it slip away, and then next thing you know the match is over. But Novak did well to, you know, to always sustain the lead for most of the match, and I think maybe he found an extra gear in the end, but it was tough, you know. I enjoyed the match, it had a bit of everything. Control aggression was the key out there, you know, to try to play like that from the baseline.
Did your sort of behind the back shot you hit off the return loosen you up at all? Because after you missed the serve, because you seemed to play much better almost immediately after that.
I don't remember what happened or anything. Honestly, like one shot like that's not going to change one thing, to be quite honest. It's more the adrenaline just of fighting back and feeling better. And, I felt like I was trying to really focus a lot on my serve because it was very important, because he returns so well in the second serve. He really plays everybody very tough when he returns with the second serve, and I think that's what also was tough today against him.
Roger, do you think this unbelievable game in the third when you broke back for two games old, do you think at the end it took too much energy out of you mentally or physically, or wasn't it this at all?
No, I thought it was positive for me. I mean, very positive, you know, physically and mentally. He smashed the racket in the process after that, maybe, and I was feeling like I was getting the upper hand from the baseline. I was making every return, first and second serve, so overall it was the perfect thing to happen. That's why I'm even more disappointed that it ended up finishing the way it did. For me, it was totally against the way the match was going. It was actually a comeback for me to really, okay, now stamp my authority on the match. But then he loosened up a bit and tried to play a bit more aggressive, and that worked. He did very well at that, and after that he never looked back, and he loosened up a bit and played
better. Nothing neutral about the crowds when you're playing, and a lot of athletes always say that they're not paying attention to what's around them. Are you aware of how much the crowd was pulling for you in that second set when you made your run?
They definitely felt like they wanted to see a third set, and I was hoping that was not just for the match itself, but for me personally. I hope it was like that, but if it's not, it's cool too, because I get it. They want to see more tennis or more drama. So disappointed the end was a bit flat from my side, but shouldn't take anything away from Novak, because he did very well. He hung tough and he hung around and played a wonderful tournament. Clearly it was nice playing in an atmosphere like this, and it's clearly the great moments of an athlete's or a player's career when you do feel the love of the crowd, which I did feel by the end of that second set.
Why did you go flat? What happened?
I don't know if I went flat. I just think, you know, you miss a couple of shots which you shouldn't, and then maybe I didn't serve as good as I should have, and then that's all Novak needs, and then he doesn't blink, you know. It's pretty quick. If you lose 6-2 or 6-3 in the third, really that doesn't matter. For me, the problem was to be broken, being up 40-15 on my serve. That was a disappointing part. So, I'm not gonna look back on that match or that moment very long. That will be forgotten, like probably in like 25 minutes or something.
Correct. Roger, just looking at the last two finals over here, with the two that have played, both have been extraordinary matches. But and obviously disappointed for yourself. But can you compare the disappointment this year to last year? Which one was a bit more disappointing or less so?
Honestly, I don't remember much from last year, how I felt right after. I felt flat on the golf cart driving back, you know, thinking like, just disappointing last four games, but still a good tournament. When I walk out of here, I'll be like, it was a good tournament, you know, had a great run, good start to the season, and wish and hope they could have won today, but no, it was tough and they played very well. They deserved it and I'll respect that. And that's what I'm looking forward to, training very hard now. Next 3 weeks, it's key for me to get really in great shape for the clay court season and for the grass court season. So I'm actually looking forward to that, spending also time in Switzerland, so overall it's going to be great.
Roger, how would you describe the current challenge of trying to solve Novak when he's playing kind of at his peak levels for you?
Well, I mean, I've only been the last couple of times. It's like I've lost 10 in a row. I don't know where you're going, but I must say I can play my game. I know that some surfaces help me more than others. And clearly it also depends on how well he serves and returns and plays and all that. But we usually play in finals, so usually we're both peaking at the same time. And then, like in other sports, there's no draws. You know, there's always got to be somebody's going to win. So one guy looks great, the other guy looks mediocre, but that's anyway how I read the press. Dubai, I was great, he was so-so. London, I was terrible, he won, but we didn't play. Seriously, that's kind of how it goes a little bit, so I get it, what it's going to be tomorrow, but we both played a good tournament and we did a good
job. Roger, we talked about the end of the match, but what are your thoughts about the start of the match? Did you feel like maybe you started a bit slower than him, or was it anything else?
I felt like I wasn't returning well enough, you know, especially off first serve. I know that's tough, but he was getting way too many free points. Because I had some opportunities, you know, love 30, a couple of break points here and there. I know he served well when he had to as well, but at the same time, I just felt like I should get back more returns into play. And then I could have put more pressure on him from the baseline, and it kind of never really happened for me. So for a long time, I was always trailing and I was putting myself under pressure unnecessarily, sometimes on my own serve, but that was again credit to Novak's great way of returning second serves. And he's always going to catch some first serves, especially here where it's not as fast. So I knew it was going to be tough, but that was the most disappointing part. I was telling myself throughout the matches that were, is that return on the first serve. And then midway through the second, it started to get better. I got into more rallies, and that's where then I think it became closer again. That was tougher for him because all of a sudden I think I was playing better, so he wasn't getting as many free points that he had to pull back and play a bit more safe. So it was from my side a bit more up and down, and he was just more solid, and that's why he totally deserves to win today, in my opinion.
Thank you. Swiss press, please.